This is an audio summary for your AIL 8102 course. The reading is Prediction Machines, Chapter 3, Prediction Machine Magic by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. What do Harry Potter, Snow White, and Macbeth have in common? They're all driven by prophecy, by prediction. Even in The Matrix, seemingly a story about intelligent machines, the plot hinges on human characters believing in predictions. From ancient religion to fairy tales, knowledge of the future matters profoundly. Predictions change behavior. They drive decisions. The ancient Greeks built an entire culture around predictions. They had multiple oracles, and King Croesus wanted to know which one was most trustworthy before asking for advice about invading the Persian Empire. He sent messengers to each oracle asking them all the same question: what is Croesus doing right now? The oracle at Delphi answered most accurately, so Croesus trusted that oracle's prophecy about his planned invasion. The point here is that prediction doesn't have to be about the future. It can be about hidden information in the present or past. We predict whether a credit card transaction right now is fraudulent or legitimate. We predict whether a tumor visible in a medical image today is malignant or benign. We predict whether the face looking into an iPhone camera belongs to the owner or an intruder. The word prediction comes from Latin meaning to make known beforehand, but what matters is filling in missing information, whether that information is about the future, present, or past. A crystal ball is the archetypal symbol of magical prediction. In fairy tales, it reveals the future. In The Wizard of Oz, it showed Dorothy her aunt in the present moment. This brings us to the core definition. Prediction is the process of filling in missing information. It takes information you have, often called data, and uses it to generate information you don't have. Consider a very modern example. One of the authors, Avi, noticed an unusual large transaction at a Las Vegas casino on his credit card. He'd never been to Vegas, didn't gamble, and an economist's skepticism toward gambling is healthy. He had to go through the tedious process of calling his card provider, explaining what happened, and waiting for a replacement card. But recently, the same thing happened again. Someone used his card fraudulently. This time, Avi didn't have to do anything. He got a proactive call saying his card was compromised and a replacement was already in the mail. The credit card company had analyzed his spending patterns against a vast array of data and confidently predicted the transaction was fake. Not just flagged it for investigation, but prevented it entirely and sent a replacement without waiting. No crystal ball, just data and a predictive model. A prediction machine. Credit card fraud detection is a perfect business case. The goal is simple: take information about past transactions, which were fraudulent and which weren't, and predict whether a current transaction is fraudulent. If you catch it quickly enough, you prevent the fraud entirely. As one MasterCard executive put it, this solves a major consumer pain point of being falsely declined. The old problem where legitimate transactions got blocked because they seemed unusual. This same principle applies to the biggest recent achievement in AI, language translation. Translation has been a goal of human civilization forever. It's literally the ancient Tower of Babel story. Historically, translation required linguists who would explicitly state the rules of language and grammar, then encode those rules for computers. You'd hire an expert to explain that when translating Spanish to English, you need to swap the order of nouns and adjectives to make readable English. But recent AI advances reframe translation as a prediction problem. Instead of coding rules, you ask, given this English text, predict the corresponding Japanese text. What are the words? What order should they be in? The shift was shockingly sudden. In November 2016, Professor Jun Rikimoto translated Ernest Hemingway's The Snows of Kilimanjaro from Japanese to English using Google Translate. The opening line should be, Kilimanjaro is a snow-covered mountain 19,710 feet high and is said to be the highest mountain in Africa. What he got was clunky and awkward. Kilimanjaro is 19,710 feet of the mountain covered with snow, and it is said that the highest mountain in Africa. The next day, he tried again. The translation now read, Kilimanjaro is a mountain of 19,710 feet covered with snow and is said to be the highest mountain in Africa. Still not Hemingway, but dramatically better. Overnight, Google had switched its translation engine to use deep learning, a form of machine learning focused on prediction. The translation went from clearly mechanical and struggling with a dictionary to something that sounded fluent in both languages. This wasn't an accident or quirk. Google deliberately reframed language translation as a prediction problem and leveraged deep learning to supercharge that prediction. The engine takes an English phrase and predicts the correct Japanese words and order. When it works well, you don't notice translation is happening at all. Companies haven't wasted time putting this technology to work. Over 500 million people in China use a service called iFlytek that leverages deep learning for translation, transcription, and natural language communication. Landlords use it to talk with tenants in different languages. Hospital patients use it to ask robots for directions. Doctors use it to dictate patient medical details. Drivers use it to communicate with their vehicles. The more the AI is used, the more data it collects, the more it learns, and the better it becomes. With that scale of usage, the AI improves rapidly. So how much better is prediction technology now compared to before? Google Translate is the obvious case. For the same computational cost, the quality of translations jumped dramatically. But let's look at fraud detection, a traditional prediction problem. In the late 1990s, the best fraud detection systems caught about 80% of fraudulent transactions. That improved to 90 to 95% by 2000 and to 98 to 99.9% today. That jump from 98 to 99.9% might sound incremental. It's only 2 percentage points, but it's transformational. Here's why. An improvement from 85 to 90% means mistakes fall by one-third. An improvement from 98 to 99.9% means mistakes fall by a factor of 20. When mistakes are costly, a factor of 20 improvement is huge. The drop in prediction costs is reshaping many domains. Just as early computing applications tackled familiar arithmetic problems like census tabulations and military ballistics calculations, early machine learning applications tackled classic prediction problems. Fraud detection, creditworthiness, health insurance costs, inventory management. But increasingly, entirely new classes of prediction problems have emerged, problems that were nearly impossible before recent advances. Object identification in images, language translation, drug discovery. Consider ImageNet, a high-profile annual competition to identify objects in images. It sounds straightforward until you realize the dataset contains 1,000 object categories, many of them similar. Can you reliably distinguish a Tibetan Mastiff from a Bernese Mountain Dog? A safe from a combination lock, humans make mistakes about 5% of the time on this task. In 2010, when the competition started, the best machines made errors on 28% of images. In 2012, contestants used deep learning for the first time and the error rate plunged to 16%. That was the breakthrough moment, proof that deep learning, which had existed for decades, was the right approach. Improvements continued. In 2015, machines beat the human benchmark for the first time. By 2017, the majority of the 38 competing teams beat human accuracy, and the best team made fewer than half as many mistakes as humans. Machines could now identify objects better than people. Why all this fuss if AI is just prediction? Because prediction is foundational. You might not realize it, but predictions are embedded everywhere in your business and personal life. Often they're hidden as inputs to decisions. Better prediction means better information, which means better decision-making. Prediction, in the espionage sense, is the gathering of useful intelligence. Machine prediction is artificially generated useful intelligence. Intelligence matters. Better predictions lead to better outcomes. The fraud detection example shows this clearly. As prediction costs drop, we discover its usefulness for increasingly broad activities. We're enabling things that seemed impossible, machines that see through object recognition, that navigate through autonomous driving, that translate languages fluently. The seemingly mundane act of filling in missing information creates what feels like magic. Machine learning has made prediction radically cheaper and radically better. And as that cost drops further, we're going to see prediction applied to problems we haven't even imagined yet. Problems where missing information has been costing us dearly all along. Cheap prediction enables seemingly magical technology by allowing machines to fill in the information we're missing, whether about the present, the past, or the future.